We're learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the top of the Amud. We had two memras. One memra was Rabbi Yehuda said that a mavui hakala l'rechava. The halacha is that it's not a problem. It's not called mavui mafulish. It's like a mavui sasim. Rechava is like a backyard. The mavui on one side of Shirab and the other side of Rechava. It said ein tzarach klum. Only was lechi kar in the front. That's all. It doesn't need any tzuras of Pesach, anything like that. There's another memra that says that mavi is nifretz b'maluya lechatzer, via the mavi is aser. And the question is, what's the difference between the two? So we had, and having we thought that the difference was that one's Rav and one's Shmuel. Rav holds that any mavi is nifretz to something else, to chatzer or rechava, and that chatzer or rechava open to Rosh Rav on the other side, it's called a mavi mafulich. And that's one machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Another machlekes is that according to Shmuel, dafka kala l'rechava is not a problem because the mafulish is not a problem. And rechava, there's no diurim, no living there. But a chatzah that people live there would be a problem. And Rav holds not only if it's mafulish is a problem. A chatzah is not a problem. So Moran has to explain on that havmina that's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the beer hamachlekes? Talking about daf ches and daf on top. Lamai does all gadai to mikara that the machlekes is bench eruv bench lo eruv. The machlekes is side if you made an eruv between the chotzer and the mavi side if you didn't make an eruv between chotzer and mavi pligi be eruv my pligi be shelo eruv my pligi. What's the machlekes by eruv? Which means in a case we have an eruv, for example rechava that doesn't need an eruv, the same thing. What's the machlekes? Because machlekes is a mafulish or not. What's the beer how machlekes is a mafulish or not? And be shelo eruv my pligi. What's the machlekes when there was no Erev? For example, if it was open to a chotzer without an Erev, so according to Rav, it's only a problem if it's mafulish, but it's not a problem else the not having an Erev. And while if you have Shmuel, it is a problem by not having an Erev and open a mavoi to a chotzer. My pligi, what's the beer machlekes on that? So Mar first explained the machlekes with Shloi Erev. With Shloi Erev pligi, Shloi Erev again means that you had a chotzer that people lived there, and a few houses open to that chatzah, and that chatzah is open to the mavi. And that when that chatzah is open to the mavi, so it asks the mavi. And according to Rav, it doesn't ask the mavi. As long as the other end of the chatzah wasn't open to Shirabim, there's no problem. So what's the bir machlekes? Everyone agrees that if you have a chatzah open to a mavi, it asks the mavi. So what's the machlekes? So the machlekes over here is, plig even nearer a chatzah of Shava b'fnim. There's a machlekes, we'll see it later on tomorrow's daf, that if you have a lechi that you only can see from the outside, not from the inside, it's machlekes that's a good lechi or not. And a classic example is a regular mavi, where you place the mavi on the outside of the mavi, sticking out towards the shirabim. You can't even see it inside the mavi. You have to go out of the mavi to see it. So the machlekes is if that's called a mavi, that's called a lechi or not. So here also, the chatzer was wider than the mavi. So if you're standing in the chatzer, it looks like the mavi has walls, and this is a door, because it's sticking out. The chatzah is wider than the mavi, so you're coming to the mavi, if you're standing outside the mavi, let's say in the chatzah, it looks like a wall with a little door in it. That's not completely opened. So that's called shava mefrim and nirav mechutz. It's nirav mechutz shava mefrim. So that would be the machlekes, the biyah machlekes between Rav and Shmuel at this point. Rav holds nirav mechutz shava mefrim is good. And Shmuel holds it's no good. Now it's very important to speak out that Rashi speaks out, the lechayra, every time you have a door to a chatzah and to a mavi, you always have walls, and still it's not enough to be called a protection. He says, no, there it's different, because there, it's made to walk out. That's the way the chatzah walks out through the mavi. That's the derech they walk out. Here the case was, it was the wall, nifritzah chatzah, it broke the wall. This wasn't the direction they used to come out, but they had a different door. They happen now, they broke down the wall, they could walk out this way. It's not the main walkway. So here it has to be, it's a different din. So then that's open to it. It's not the way people walk through, and therefore has different dinim. But upon him, in the Havminyat, the Machlekes is Erevu, the Machlekes is Nerevu Chos Shavafnim. But Erevu, what's the Machlekes when they did have Erevu, which means basically you say, by Rechava, what's the Machlekes? A Rechava is a case where there's no Shalav Diurim, and according to Rav, the Gemara Namdan, that since the other side is open to Shirabim, so it's called a Mavi HaMafolosh. But according to Shmuel, we say it's not called Mavi HaMafolosh. Lo Yitzarech Klum. So what will be the Biyah Machlekes at that point? But Ivu Kamifik Livu Rav Yosef. Tom Rav Yosef, Lo Yishon Welsh Kala Em Sa Rechava. Rav Yosef says that this din that we said, that something's open to, a Mavi's open to Rechava, and Rechava's open to Shirabim, that it's fine is only if it's open to the middle of a rechava, which means that the rechava is wider than the mavi. Because then it looks like it went to a different place before it went to Shiravim. Went to rechava, then to Shiravim. Ava kol tzidei ha-rechava, aser. At this point, what it means is that if the mavi goes straight into the middle of a rechava, rechava is wide, goes straight into the middle of it, that's not called mefulash according to Shmuel. But it went to the side of it, and then we looked down the mavi, it looked like it went straight to Shiravim. Actually, still shaped more like an L a little bit, where the rechava was open a little wider to one side, but the doorway connected to Shiravim was connected to the mavi. So if you look through the mavi, through the rechava, it shares the same wall straight towards Shiravim. And then it would look like a mavi mafulish, so that would not be good even if you're small. But at this point, the Havim de Gemara, we just explained that the Havim de Gemara before, the machlokes would be in Rav Yosef, which means like this, that if it goes to the middle of rechava and then goes to Shiravim, would that be called mafulish or not? Rav would hold it's called mafulish. And Shmuel would hold that it's not called mafulish. Why is it not called mafulish? Because since it goes to another makam, and that makam is wider, it's not called mafulish. And the rechava is the place that's shushiyachid, and therefore it will be called sasim. That's how the ma'ad salaka daita. So now that we're finished with that, we're still going to just continue now with a few conditions of how, because now we said at the end, Ma'aseh Maskana, we said that both of them can be rav. And Rav really holds the whole problem of Chatzar, that's us, is only because of Diurim, only because he didn't make an Erev. But Rechava, he would agree, and he agrees it's not called Mefulish. So let's just give three conditions to why it's not called Mefulish. So Rav Yosef started off, but we'll see exactly what Rav Yosef means. So Rav Yosef said that it has to be Emser Rechava, but not Tzidur Rechava. Amar Rabba, that it's not exactly how I said it till now. Amar Rabba, Hoda Amris L'Emser Rechava Mutta. That we said, that if it goes, the mavi goes directly into the middle of the rechava, that it's muta, lo yamar al-zeh shalai kenegazah. The door to the Rosh Hashirabim of the rechava cannot be keneged directly across the door to the mavi. Because then everyone would agree it's takam of foolish. Aval zeh kenegazah is also. So it comes out, Rav Yosef, when he says, kala le'emtza rechava, means it went to the middle of the rechava and it still didn't go directly cross the door to Shiravim Rechava. Still, he says, Sidei HaRechava is also. So what's the end? But it can't be that the right across is the door to Shiravim. So what does it mean, Sidei HaRechava? Sidei HaRechava means that it's like a Mavi Akum. It's like picture a Mavi Akum, a Mavi that's curved. That if they share the same wall, the Rechava and the Mavi, and then it turns and it goes to Shiravim, that will be Osir. That will be also Lekuli Amma. And what's the reason? Rashi explains that the piritzah was bigger than 10 on the corner of the Rechava. The opening was bigger than 10 Amas. And therefore, it will be Kuli Amma Amavi Mefulish. That means if it's open to Rechava, shares the same wall as Rechava, even if it's Zeh, the doors, the openings of Shiravim are not across from each other, it'll still be Aser. What's the reason? Because it becomes like a Mavi Akum that's parts Yosim Eser by the corner, and that has din of Mavi Mefulish. That's condition of Rabbi. Rabbi says, "Hold on, Rabbi, Rechava Mutter. Omer El Zeh Shagun Zeh, Av Zeh Kenegaz Zeh Aser." So, we already have two conditions to make it Mutter. First of all, it has to be Zeh Shalai Kenegaz Zeh. Number two, it can't share the same wall. It can't be Tzidei Rechava. It has to be down to the middle of it. And now we have a third condition to make it Mutter. It shouldn't be called Mefulish. Omer Rav Shar Shia, "Hold on, Rabbi, Zeh Shalai Kenegaz Zeh Mutter Lo Yamarun El Rechava De Rabbim." It's only Mutter if the Rechava, this backyard that's not used for the Urim, it belongs to a rabbi. Av Rechava de Yachid, belong to a single person, will worry he's in his side one day to fill up the space. We're saying it's going to the middle of Rechava. They don't share the same long wall. We're scared. Let's say picture on the right side of the Rechava. Right now it goes out a little bit. He might fill it up with houses, and I'll straighten the wall, and it'll turn out that the wall of the Mavi, the wall of Rechava, will be straight through, and I'll turn into a Mavi Akum. We're worried that might happen. Therefore, we said you cannot usually we add a tikkun on the entranceway to the Rechava. Our Rechava, the Yach, is Zimdim, Mimachlava, Bari Lebatim, Yabil Batim, Vahavale Mavi, Shekol, Tzidu Rechava. It'll turn into a Mavi that's going to the side of Rechava that's sharing the same wall. Va'asa. Now, the Gemara is going to explain now what's the tzad that we chayshish such a thing. That we chayshish, there's a difference here, Rechava the Yachid, Rechava the Rabbin, by Yachid, the more chayshish, and the Rabbin not chayshish. That's the Gemara we're talking about. Just to speak out again, the three Tanayim that were saying that it's mutter the Rechava will make it that it won't need a tikkun there and your loitzara klum. What's the three tanayim? First of all, it has to be the emtsa Rechava. It means Rechava has to be, can't share the same wall, has to be wider. Number two, that the openings of Shirab can't be zeh k'negeh zeh. And number three, it can't be a Rechava de Yachid. Okay. How do we know this halacha that you can make a chilek between Rechava de Yachid and Rechava de Rabim? The Amar Ravim Bar Ado. Amar Rav Yitzchok, Maisa b'mavi Yachad. There was certain mavi. We're going to tie to Rashi's picture of it. Maisa b'mavi Yachad. Should see the echad kol yam. Let's say facing the mavi. So the front of the mavi open to the Rabim. The right side used the water as the wall. The yam was the wall on the right side, because the yam sometimes is a hill, and that could be a 10 tefachim high, so that was the wall that made a shiachan on the right side. And the left side was a garbage dump that created a wall to the mavi. But see the echakala ashba. And in the back were the houses with the chatzah. So that was the shout of this mavi. This mavi is a regular shiachan. What a lachi, what's the big deal? He didn't want to be matarit or be aseret. Why not? You have two sides, you have really three sides of mechitzas. One side is the yam, one side is the ashba, the back has a regular wall. So he said, he didn't want to say it's aser, it has mechitzas. First of all, he's chashish, maybe the ashba will be taken away. But yala yam, shirtan, or the water will dry up and a bunch of debris will land up there. And it will end up being straight. It won't be a hill anymore, and it won't be a wall anymore. So now we'll just jump on the part that Rav says. The Rav said they worried maybe the garbage dump will be removed. And this kasha will be to bring out the point, the chilpten yachad of the Rav. You choishes that there's a garbage dump here, the garbage dump will be taken away, but it's not learned in the Mishnah. You have a garbage dump in Shishrab that's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, so it's a Shusha Yachid. And you have a Shusha Yachid, you know, in your house. Chaloin Shal Gaba, the windows on top of it, you like to throw your garbage there on Shabbos. Could you throw it from a Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid? Zarkula v'Shabbos. Tais speaks out, even though it's going over Shishrab, that's a Maila Ma'asara, it's a Makkim Patur, and it's not a Prab. That's Tais speaks out, top Taisus. Akaponim, you could throw the on Shabbos. Why you say you like to do that? Maybe worried, maybe one day it'll be taken away a little bit, get smaller, and be less than a Shusha Yachid. So what's the Techilik? It must be one case of Rebbe was an Ashba the Yachid, here Yachai should be taken away. The Mishnah was Ashba the Rabbim. Alma Shani bin Ashba the Rabbim, Ashba the Yachid. Hachinam, here also, we can say the same besides Shani bin Rechava the Rabbim, Rechava the Yachid. It says a right, it can be chalav between two things. So Gemara just wants to know, what about that story? The Rabbanah my Amma. Rebbe didn't want to give a hetter to Isser on that Mavi. What did Rabbanan hold about that story with the Mavi that one side was the Yam, one side was the Ashba? Om Rav Yosef Rav Dimi, Tanav Chom Isrim. Chom held was Osir. Om Rav Nachman, Allah Gedev Chachom. We pass the Chomim that it's Osir because it might be taken away the garbage or Yala Yam Shirtan. Yikad Amri, Om Rav Yosef Rav Dimi, Tanav Chom Atirim. Om Rav Nachman, Ein Allah Gedev Chom. Don't pass the Chom. Mareimar. We find the same thing in Reim also was chayshus for these type of things. In Surah, the Mavi was created like this. It had a front was Shirabim, the two sides were regular machitzas, but the back was open to the water. It was very fancy houses there. They were open to the beach, to the water. And there they used the water as the Rishus HaYachid. So, Reim made a sakalacha. You have to put a fence between the two buildings. To block, to have a wall, the back wall by the yam. You have to have a back wall by the yam. What's the reason? The yam is a wall. The river, the ocean is a wall. Chashinu shem yala yam sirta. Maybe the yam will, debris will go there and it'll make the wall straight, make the slope straight, and you won't have shiach anymore. So you find the same idea that we attack a chayshu shem yala yam sirta, and that's why in that story with the mavi, one side was the ashba, one side was the yam, the rabbanan taka. Either held was us for one girsa, or even for the girsa, chamal matirim, nachman said we don't pass like that. So, the maravai, tahu mavi akum, dahava besura. Remember that we learned that a mavi akum is machlokes rab and shmuel. Mavi akum is a mavi shaped like an L, one side is rabim, and the other end of the L is rabim. The halacha is, according to Rav, it's a mavim of foolish, and therefore we have to brought tzuris of Pesach, and the best place for tzuris Pesach is in the middle, therefore it works for both mavis. And according to Shmuel, it's a mavim sasim, and therefore we need a lechi in each side of Shirav, and that's it. So the story of mavim akum that have a surah, and what they did was, they put a lechi in the middle, karach budya, they rolled up a carpet, and stood it up in the middle by the corner of the L. They put it by the bend. They put it there by the bend, this rolled up carpet, as used as a lechi. Rav Chista says this lechi is worthless. It's not like Rav or Shmuel. The Rav don't want to tell us to become a foolish. We Rav, they need that has a lach of a mavi mefoolish. A mavi mefoolish is a tzuris haPesach. And you put a tzuris haPesach in the middle. So for sure, that rolled up carpet won't work. Tzuris haPesach, boy. The Shmuel don't want to tell us to become a sasim. Shmuel holds that the lach is, it's like a sasim. Hani mili. So, and it's sasim. So therefore, this machlokes happens to be this machlokes in Rashi two lashonis. We need three lechis, a lechi each end and a lechi in the middle. So let's say go with that pshat. So he says, even if you learn Taratzko Sosma, lechi is enough. How do you mean lechi malia? It's only a good lechi. But hi, given the nosh of bazika here, since a wind could come and blow down this lechi, it's not a good shadul lechi. Throw it down, like klum. It's not a good lechi. So when it ends up, we know it's basichsa the chavre. If you stick a peg in and you attach it, chavre, then it's attached, then it could be used as a lechi, because it's solid. It's solidly attached, and it'll be fine as a lechi. So, going back to the memra that we had before, of Rav, which came out was a problem, lemaisa, of missing an Erev, not because I'm a foolish. I said, the reason why it's not a problem, I'm a foolish, is because it was not, the doorways were not connected to each other. The opening of the chatzar to the opening of the shiram al end were not connected to each other. So gufa, Amar Rav Yehuda Abba Rav, mavui shenifras b'meluyah lechatzar. That means a mavui that has no, there's no impediment, there's no wall, nothing between that and the chatzar. V'nifras chatzar connected, and the chatzar opened up connected to shiram. The halacha is Rav said chatzar mutaris mavui aser. The chatzar is mutar because the chatzar has all its walls and it has. And it has just an opening because it has the walls extend past the mavi, but the mavi is awesome. He said the reason is because it's missing an erev. Only Rabba Ula Rabbi Rabbaya, Rebbe Loi Mishnah Seinu Izu. Isn't it the first of Mishnah? Rabbi's halacha is really the first of Mishnah. This Mishnah is later on in the Pesachta and Perikol Gagas. It's the first of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you have a chotzer katana shenifritza legadola, you have a big chotzer and a small chotzer. Picture like a T, and the chotzer katana opened up completely to the Chatzah Gedayla. But the Chatzah Gedayla, like the T, is wider, so it has walls on both sides. The halacha is, Gedayla Muteras, the big Chatzah is Mutter, to carry in the Chatzah itself. It's open to all the Chatzah, no, but it has walls. And just opening is like a door. But Viktana Asura, why? Since it's completely open, it's like, comes like the doorway of the Gedayla, comes like the hallway of the Gedayla. So this the halacha of Rav that a mavi with a chatzah that's wider and a nifritz connected the shirabim is aser is really a mishnah later on. So what was Rav's chiddush exactly? Amalei, so he answered. Bibi answered to explain pshat and Rav. You would say that that's why it's good over there because now a darsi by Rabim, the Rabim don't walk through it. Here. That it was nifritza kenegdai in the Shisha Rabim, and people walk through it, ema filu chatzar nami. You would say even a chatzar would be aser. Even the chatzar itself should be aser. The chatzar should be worse. Why? Because there's an idea that we said, why are we saying is the chatzar fine, the mavi aser? Because the chatzar l'maisa has walls, and either opening, that's just a door. But we did say before, that if you have a baki bar rabim, then the limit is for tefachim, not tanamis. We don't have tanamis for war. We have the Gemara Dava. So here, maybe, since darsi barabim be a problem, maybe darsi barabim, kamasam rab, it's not a problem. Why taka is not a problem? So if you look at the Sfasamis Dava, he explains that because a mavi is made for the people to walk through it. The chotzer is not made for people to walk through it. So there, a chotzer, even if people walk through it, that's not going to be called baki barabim to break that entranceway and say it's not a door anymore, and you do have up tanam. It doesn't have a shear for tefachim. It's actually a machlokes l'maisa achronim, the Beis Meir and the Evan Oizer. if this is true, la halacha, that if you have a pirtza of more than dalet with bakabar rabim, is it good or not? And we go l'chumra, I guess, l'maisa, in halacha l'maisa, you know, hank, we go halacha l'maisa, we say that if a pirtza is more than four tfachim, it's aser, as long as rabim walk through it. But come on, this gemara is saying that rab's chiddush is that the chatzah itself is mutter, even though people walk through it. Still, the chatzah is mutter. Only the mavi is also because the mavi has nothing. The whole side is completely clear from anything, and therefore, it is asr.